Good evening from Pontchartrain, France. For the last 7 weeks, this small village, 20 miles to the south of Paris, has become the center of resistance to the Shah of Iran. It is the temporary residence of the man who symbolizes the religious opposition to the Shah and who guides the movement to overthrow him. He is the 78-year-old Muslim religious leader Ruhollah Khomeini. His title is Ayatollah. He was exiled from Iran by the Shah 15 years ago and is now living modestly in this French village, subsisting on a Spartan diet of prayer and little food while issuing stern political communiques and receiving scores of Iranians drawn to this unlikely center of power. It is true that you are in sympathy with the aims of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Is it not?
آیا این درست است که شما طرفدار اهداف جبهه آزادی بخش فلسطین هستید؟
ما طرفدار مظلوم هستیم. هر کس در هر قطری که مظلوم باشد، ما طرفدار اونها هستیم. و فلسطینی ها مظلوم هستند. اسرائیل به اونها ظلم کرده است. از این جهت ما طرفدار اونها هستیم.
We are the supporters of any oppressed people. Anyone, anywhere who is oppressed, we will have sympathy with them. The Palestinians are oppressed by the Israelis, and Israelis is the oppressor, so we are sympathetic with the Palestinians.
If the Shah were overthrown, and the kind of government you want came to power in Iran, how would Iran's relations with Israel change?
اگر چنانچه شاه برود و دولت مورد نظر هر سالی بیاد روی کار، چه تغییراتی در روابط دولت شما با اسرائیل رو خواهد داد؟
ما اسرائیل را طرد خواهیم کرد و هیچ رابطه‌ای با او نخواهیم داشت. او دولت قاصب است و با ما دشمن.
We will cut our relation with Israel. Israel is a transgressor and is our enemy.
Does that mean that Israel would no longer receive oil from Iran?
آیا این به معنی است که اسرائیل نفت از ایران دریافت نخواهد کرد؟
نخواهد کرد.
No. He will not receive the oil.
No more oil from Iran for Israel.
That's right.
How would relations with the United States change if the government you want came to power in Iran?
اگر دولت مورد نظر شما بیاد بر سر کار، چه تغییراتی در روابط دولت شما با امریکا به وجود خواهد آمد؟
ما نمیخوایم که ظلم به امریکا بکنیم و نمیخوایم زیر بار ظلم امریکا بریم. هر کارهایی که کردند و ظلم به ما بوده است، اون را تحمل نخواهیم کرد. و اما روابط دوستانه با همه ملت‌ها داریم و دولت‌ها هم اگر با ما به طور احترام رفتار کنند، احترام متقابل را داریم.
We don't want to do any wrongdoing or oppression against the Americans. Neither we will tolerate any oppression. We will not tolerate what they have done to us. But however, our relations with all nations will be friendly. If they treat us with respect, we will treat them with respect.
What have the Americans done to you?
امریکایی‌ها چه بلاهایی بر سر شما آوردند؟
That you object to.
که شما به اونها اعتراض می‌کنید.
دولت‌های آمریکایی بزرگترین جنایتی که به ما کردند این است که این دودمان پهلوی را به ما تحمیل کردند و مخازن ما را با دست این بردند و به جای او چیزی که به درد ملت بخورد ندادند و ارتش ما را در تحت حمایت خودشون قرار دادند که بر ضد ملت ما قیام کنند و پایگاه ها درست کردند در ایران که مخالف با استقلال ما بوده است و ما با وجود حکومت این شاه هیچ زندگی صحیح نمیتوانیم بکنیم و آمریکاست که پشتیبانی از او میکند و الان هم رئیس جمهور امریکا پشتیبانی خودش را اعلام میکند مکرر و یک ملتی که برای احقاق حق خودش برای آزادی برای استقلال قیام کرده است رئیس جمهور امریکا تعبیر میکند که اینها مردم پسترزلی هستند و این منطق آقای کارتر است و ما از ملت امریکا میخواهیم که به این آقای کارتر بگند که ملتی که مظلوم است ملتی که در تحت فشار است ملتی که آزادی همه آزادی ها از او سلب شده است ملتی که استقلال ندارد ملتی که کشته میداد ملتی که بر او غلبه کردند ظالمین اینها الان احقاق حق خودشون را میخوان بکنن فریاد میزنند که ما آزادی میخواهیم ما استقلال میخواهیم آیا یک همچی چیزی پستی و رذلی است که کارتر تعبیر میکنند و ما امیدواریم از ملت امریکا که مؤاخذه کنند از رؤسای خودشون ما میل نداریم که در بین ملت‌های مسلمین ملت امریکا یک نحوی بشد که از نظر اونها بیفتد و ملت امریکا را یک ملت ظالمی بدانند ما در صورتی که ملت امریکا با ما همراهی کنند از اونها تشکر هم خواهیم کرد
The American governments, they have committed the biggest crime by imposing on our people the Pahlavi dynasty. Through this support, they have plundered our natural resources, and instead, in return, they have given us things that does not help our people in any way. They have dominated our army in order to support their cause, to stand against our people. They have made bases in our countries which are contrary to our independence. With this Shah, we don't have any life in our countries, and this is the American government who support the Shah. The President of the United States, time and over, have called our people names, dirty names, the people that they have raised to achieve their human rights. He has called us names. Is this Mr. Carter's logic? The American people, they have put pressure on their president to stop this support. We are a nation under the oppression, under the despotic regime of the Shah. All our people, they are crying for freedom, and this freedom have been denied from them. We don't have the true independence. We are suffering, and through these mass murders and massacre, they have overcome. So these are the issues that we have raised. And these are the issues that our people, they are fighting. We want our liberty of our people. We want to have independence of our country. Is this something that Mr. President Carter should call it dirty? The American people should seriously question their officials, because we don't like that the whole Muslim nations throughout the world have some wrong notions concerning the American people and come and make a conclusion that not only the American government, but the American people also are the oppressors. If the American people support the cause of the Iranian people for their liberty, we will also be grateful to them.